for tonight, back in Gittin. An interesting city again tonight. We are on Daf Mem Hey Manav. Rabbi Yirmiyah Boy, now I gotta tell you, there's something which I really I'm kind of shirked and not addressed, which is that obviously the concept of Kenyan, and we're going to discuss this in much greater detail tonight, the concept of Kenyan by Get is not the same concept of Kenyan we have by the rest of the Torah. The rest of the Torah, the concept of Kenyan means to acquire something. By Get it means to receive something. Right? Even if you receive it as opposed to acquiring it, that's considered to be sufficient. And that underlies several of the issues which we're going to discuss. We discussed last time, we'll discuss again tonight, about acquiring Gittin. And we're on the third line down of Mem Hey Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yirmiyah Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah asks questions. Zorko Abachotzer Shenesh Hoshneim. If you toss the get into a courtyard, which does not belong to either one of them. Now, of course, if the courtyard doesn't belong to either one of them, what's the question? The question is obviously that she has now received permission to use this courtyard, which belongs to a third neutral party, for the purpose of making kinyonim. So can she acquire the get within that chotzer? So Mao, Rabbi Yaakov Shem Rechina said, Tzricha Rabbanu. Rabbi Yaakov said, Rabbi Yaakov, there's a question by the rabbis. Am Rabbi Avi, Rabbi Avi said, Machlokas Rav Rabbi Chia Ruba. Throws in Rav Rabbi Chia the Great. The Ma Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel said, and Rabbi Zira and Rabbi Chia Barashi all said, B'Shem Rav, Ein Mashicha Koina V'Chotzer Shena Shoshneim. You can't do Mashicha on a chotzer which is not yours. You can do Mashiach on a chotzer which is yours. You don't necessarily need Mashiach there. Or you do Mashiach in a public thoroughfare which is not a Rishus HaRabim, a Simta. If you have a cow you have to pull in order to make a kinyan, you can do it in your courtyard and in a public thoroughfare, but not in a private backyard which either belongs to the seller or belongs to a third party. Now, of course, you don't do Mashiach on a get, right? That's obvious, right? Get is not susceptible to Mashiach, only large objects you pull in order to acquire them. But we're bringing a parallel. Just like you can't do Mashiach in a neutral domain, so too you cannot acquire a get in a neutral domain. Okay, that's what he wants to say. Avital Rebbe Chiyo Poli, Rebbe Chiyo argues. Rebbe Chiyo says, Amos I am Ru Avital to Nikni Mashiach. Again, he's talking about Mashiach, but we want to extrapolate from there to get. When are mul objects acquired by pulling Rishus HaRabim in an area which is a public thoroughfare? Not a true Rishus HaRabim. It's got to be an alleyway. You don't do Mashiach in a true Rishus HaRabim. That would be Sugis and Babasra, not here. But it has to be a thoroughfare which is public, but not completely public. So when do we say Mashiach, or acquired which does not belong to either of them? There too Mashiach works. Rishus Lokeach. It, when you're in the domain of the buyer, you don't even need Mashiach. Kamech Kibbalah, once the seller has agreed, accepted upon himself, Zacha, the courtyard itself, makes the acquisition. So therefore we see clearly that even in a neutral area, you can make Mashiach. So to a neutral area, the woman can borrow the rights of the area to acquire her get. Okay? So says the Gemara, Bishus HaMorech, once we're on the topic, we continue bringing down the Elohim, though it's totally irrelevant to our discussion. Bishus HaMorech, Lo Kona, if the object is in the seller's backyard, the Kenyan is not going to raise Atro, Shiagbi, on such a time this object is picked up, Oshosh, Yimshok, or you do Mashiach, but Yoitzi Michush, Chutz Mashus Bailim, you do Mashiach and pull it out of the jurisdiction of the owner. So therefore, the halacha is that there is no Mashiach or any Kenyan other than picking up and actually physically taking hold of the object when you're in the seller's domain. In the buyer's domain, you don't need Mashiach. The domain itself works. In a neutral area, which is owned by neither party, there it's a machlokas. If it's a privately owned area, we say that's Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Chia, where the Mashiach works in that neutral area or not. Okay? And we want to say the same Machlokas applies by get as well. Okay? So says Gemara, Vishuz Reshu Mofki Mufkari Metzl, this will continue again, continuing. If it's in the hands of if it's in the third party's domain, somebody who was holding onto an object for safekeeping, Lokona, you don't acquire Achi Zakeu Bahen until you he, if that third party makes a key on your behalf, because it's his backyard, Achi Iskalos Makoma, until he rents you the place. But if he does rent you the place, then that can work. Now, Ula Bar Yishmoel, Omar Lo Sa Al Daito, Liskos Bekalos, actually, the Gemara is going out to a new topic here. The question is, I'm not sure where exactly a new topic starts, actually. Ula Bar Yishmoel starts a new topic. Ula Bar Yishmoel goes back in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if he puts the get into her basket, so then that's a valid kinyan, even though the basket should belong to her husband, because everything a woman owns is owned by her husband. So how can he put a get into the wife's basket? That's considered to be a valid transaction. So tomorrow I'll tell you why. Ula Bar Yishmoel Amar Lo Sa Daito, he never had a mind Liskos B'Kalosa. He doesn't acquire his wife's basket. It's like his wife's clothing. Belongs to her. Doesn't really belong to him. Says, come on, give me a break. What if it's a golden basket? He certainly wants to own her golden baskets. Says, no, on the contrary. He certainly doesn't have in mind to acquire her gold basket. It's a fascinating Rishami. The reason is that the basket is then regarded as jewelry. And just like jewelry is considered to be hers because it's clothing, a golden basket is decorative. It's basically useless. It's only a decoration. So therefore, it's like jewelry, and she definitely owns that. In other words, a regular basket, which is utilitarian, maybe the husband retains ownership over. But a basket which is decorative, she certainly has ownership over. Okay, so that's those things that should be, which are intimately hers belong to her. Rabbi Yochanan Rav Mishtameshes, but she has to be using it at that time, in order for it to be considered hers. Otherwise, it goes back to the inventory of the husband. Shamsi means it's like selective. In other words, the husband occasionally gives her the rights over it, implicitly, not explicitly, and occasionally takes it back. So if she's using it, so it's considered to be hers at that time. Rabbi Yezir said, now he has to be using it, but she has to be using it at that time when the get is given. Lord has to be tied onto her. And I guess that either that means that at that time the husband actually implicitly makes it hers, only if she's tied onto her, or only that way is it considered to be like clothing, and that's why it belongs to her. It's not clear if the tied onto her is a function of usage or a function of the clothing, making more like clothing. So Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi says, now it has to be tied onto her, but it has to be that when she gets up, it rises with her. And then, of course, it's very much attached to her body and attached to a person. Tana Rabbi Yosha Messiah Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yosha learned the Braisa, which is a proof to Rabbi Yochanan that you don't need to tie it onto her, because it says, Afilu Zogla Besoch Moloshala, even to toss it into her pot, I raise them aggressions. Now, pot seems not to be Madorn decorative. So it must be, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that even if it's utilitarian, at the time that she's making use of it, it's considered to be hers. And therefore, if you throw, even though, theoretically, the husband owns all the pots and pans, right? And it's not in the Bavli, this Gemara. But theoretically, if you throw it into her pot or pan, the Yerushalmi is saying the time that she uses it, it's considered to be hers. It's a very interesting concept. So basically, implicit in any marriage is that whatever the wife is using at the time she's using it is considered to be under her jurisdiction. Even if the ultimate ownership is his, at the time she's using it, it's hers, and therefore if you throw a get into it, it's considered as if she received the get. Okay? And I guess if somebody else wanted to be makta something to her, she could toss it also into her pot, and at that point it would not belong to the husband, rather belong to her. Yes?
It has nothing to do with the shiloh, like cheskat tashmishin, something that you use.
I know you mean chazaka mashtach ziyaronim shalom. I don't know if that would pertain here. I don't think so, because it's in the house, so therefore it doesn't indicate it's any. I don't think so.
Why would the husband know about
passing
fans anyways?
Yeah, he knows the ultimate. That's the main thing. Okay. Now, what again? Of course, we give him against the wife's will, but she must know she's receiving yet. Don't put it on the table. You might need a neck here. Put it on a tissue.
maybe. Once you put it down, you're obviously not going to be able to finish it. You don't want to finish it? Not right now. So, Amar Kitzi Shtar Chovze, if he said to her, acquire this document, and he did, which is a document of a debt, or she found it, protruding out of her clothing, like she was asleep and he stuffed it into her clothing. Kora, she reads it, Vuhukita, lo and behold, it's a get. Ain't no get. It's not a get. Achiyoma lo hugitek, she's got to be aware that what she's receiving is a get at the time she's receiving it. Similarly, Nosam beyother, even if he put it in her hand, Vyushena, but she's sleeping. Neora, then she wakes up, Kora, and she reads it, Arei Gito, and she sees it again. Ain't no get, it's not about get. Achiyoma lo hugitek, until he says, this is your get. Haitzomenes, Bershusa Rabin. If she was standing in a public thoroughfare, Vizar Kula. Now this is what comes back to what I was saying before. She sat in public thoroughfare and he tossed it close to her, Megureshes. Karavlo, if it's close to him, ain't a Megureshes, she's not divorced. Mechtel, Mechtel, if it falls precisely halfway, Megureshes, Fain of Megureshes, suffic whether she's divorced or not. So again, in Kenyanim, this wouldn't work. In the Sina, in giving, it worked, right? If you toss something at somebody, you lands close to them, it works. It can only be a kalacha, it seems to me, in Hilchos Gittin, not a lacha and choshen mishpat.
It's Dalai
Lama. The Gemara, at this point, the Gemara didn't say that yet. The Gemara is going to say that, but you don't know that yet. Sounds like even, and in fact, it's not even clear among the poskim. We're talking about Dalai Lamas or not, among the mefarshim. We're talking about within Daud Amos, not within Daud Amos. That's going to become an issue later on.
Didn't we have something within Hefker? If it's within Daud Amos, it's yours?
Tomorrow in the Dorian, Daf Lama Dalit, yeah. Yeah, within Daud Amos of a Hefker thing. Yeah. Actually, but the Mara's going to say, it's discussed here too. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to be going to say, Rav Shimon ben Elazar. I'm going to say, Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Shimon Lozer Amer Loi Lamein Aged. It's never about Aged. Atchu Yoyim Lo B'Shas Matana. Until he tells her, time is giving it to her. Hagitech. This is your get. Kamu Korov. Now, what is considered to be close? So Rav Amar Arba Amos. Rav says it has to be within 4 amos. Now, it's not good enough. It's just close enough to her. It has to be within 4 amos of her. Amar Rabbi Loi Hayyorish. Rabbi Loi the heir. And everybody goes crazy. What exactly Yorish means? The Mashbiach wanted to say Rabbi Loi Hayerushalmi. Doesn't sound right. But that's the Shai Torah wanted to change it to Rabbi Loi name Rabbi Shimon Lakish because he was a Talmud of Rish Lakish. Anyway, right, he said Arba Amos. He said Arba Amos as well. Rabbi Loi, the Shai Yogam Shem Rabbi Yatsai, but Pisho Dar Maglaim. It has to be within the distance that she can grab onto it with her hands outstretched. Okay, Pishur Yodayim. But here we learned to also the Bryce of Pishur Yodayim. Right, Bar Rav Mir Abishem Rav said Pishur Yodayim. Mechav Shittasi the Rav, I have a kash on Rav. Tamar Amar Abba Amos, elsewhere he said 4 amos. And here he says Pishur Yodayim, here he says Pishur Yodayim, which is closer, because you can't stick your hands 4 amos away, right? So there, so says Amara, Kan La Locha. In theory he said 4 amos. When it came to practice, it was more machmir. It says has to be within pishud yadayim. Okay, now it's still a chiddush in Gittin because the chiddush mishnah we don't have this concept of pishud yadayim, right? But here we see that by Gittin that works. That's considered even nos and biyada, an extension of her domain. Okay, says the tiny Rebbe Lezer said afilu karav lezumi lezet, even if it's closer to her from to him. Now it seems again that this is not talking about when necessarily it's within Dalai Lama's. But if you have the great distance between the two of them, and it's closer to one of them than the other, that's sufficient. Now, in the Bavli also, I didn't look it up for today, to be honest with you, but the Bavli also, if I recall correctly, the discussion does not assume it's within Dalai Lama's or Pishur Yadayim, just closer. It could be 100 amos between the two of them. If it falls within her 50 amos, it's a get. If it falls within his 50 amos, it's not a get. Okay? So
sounds like
Smith's. What?
They measure
Smith's.
They measure who's
clothing. That's what you have to do. You have to measure, right? Yeah. So there he lets Vilkar. If a dog comes and takes it, and she wasn't able to get to it, ain't immigration, not divorced. because she has to be actually not just that it falls within her grasp, but that she was able to grasp it afterwards. Okay, so if it fell within the area which is close to her, but then she was not able to get it, it's not about Gerushin. Shmuel Bada, the Rabbi Lezer. Shmuel said, and Shmuel said, in this matter, like Rabbi Lezer as well. Now the next word of Polik, the Shaitar Yisrael takes out, the Roshan, the Bali takes out, when the Rushami says, you know what, it's very interesting, it's very rare we find this score. Hamachubra v'chulam, the best thing to do, Ashid Nenu B'tochiyod, is to just give it into her hand. Okay? Now the truth is, Mechuvan Yerushalmi sometimes means the Raisa. So it could be that that's what it means here as well. That, I mean, the Raisa says, V'nasan B'yoda, to give it into your hand. And all of these ways of acquiring get, which you're talking about here, only through Rabbanan. Now, the Rabbanan, the Chazal said, there works, nevertheless, you know, Rabbanan Abiyeshkoch B'yad Chachamim, to say Afkinu, there's the possibility of annulling marriage. They say, if it's a valid divorce, it's a valid divorce. If not, so we annul the marriage. It could be that's what it means. But the problem meaning is not like that. The problem meaning is that it means that the best thing is to actually put it into her hands. Okay?
It's too practical.
Right, it's very practical. It's very practical advice, which is very rare. Okay? Taya poshe yadayim bino lebeno. If he was extended, there was that distance between the two of them, right? Pishut yadayim braglayim. Either one of them could have taken it from there. So Shimon bar Baba Shem B'Yochanan says, Karov lo mi lo, if it's closer to him, her to him, Megureshes. Lo mi lo, if it's closer to him, that's her, and Megureshes, not even Megureshes. Mechtho, Mechtho, if it's 50-50, exactly in the middle, Megureshes, Fein Megureshes, he's the suffix. Abba bar Ravim Yamar, Kol hein to him, Megureshes, Fein Megureshes. Anytime it says suffix, Mezono Shmishlo, he still has to pay for her upkeep. It was interesting, I don't remember this from the Bible either. But Mizonos Mishlo, he's got to pay for upkeep because even though usually we say Mitzim Chaver Lava Raya, in this case, I guess it's an incentive to make sure he actually does divorce her, so we say he has to pay.
And she can still eat Truma as well.
If it's going, still feed her, can't feed her Truma.
No?
No, because it's Suffolk Erushin. So the Gabi Surin, where we'd be Machmir. Because Shemisha, we make him pay. In terms of Kiddushin, also, the same halach applies as by get. Well, here, in terms of where, if he tosses her the ring, no romantics here. He doesn't put a ring on her finger, just tosses the ring at her and says, here. Okay? In terms of a returning a debt, also, which I was going to ask about, how can you mix in Shemisha to this matter? On my low, if he said to, she said to him, it's to a borrower and a lender, not same gender. The lender said to the borrower, Zrokli chovi, toss me my debt, Vizarko, car, and he said the borrower threw it, car of Lamava lands closer to the lender, Zocha, he acquires it. It should be Zocha Hamalve, the lender acquires it. Car of Leve, if it lands closer to the borrower, then it remains liable. Mechtzav, if it can land in the middle, Shneem Yachloku, they divide it up. In other words, it's a suffix, so he has to pay half of the debt. If it got money, got lost or something, he says pay half of the debt. Okay?
Keeping cars, like if you get it closer to me, I'm off the
hook. That's a very good point you bring up. Better than you realize. Because that's how Gemara is going to look at it. It's going to look at it as a mechila. Because it can't be considered a valid return of the debt. It can only be learned as some type of mechila. Do you want to try eating the rest of this?
Sounds like double or nothing.
Really? Good luck. Right, it's a gamble. Here, put this between your hands and the ice cream. You want to hold it in a napkin? Good idea, right? Better safe than sorry. Okay, so if she was standing on top of a roof, Uzrakola, and he tossed to get at her, came into Gil Abergag, once it reached the airspace of the roof, I raised him questions of valid divorce. If he's on top and she's below, Uzrakola, and he passed through it to her, came into Gil Abergag,
once it left the airspace of the roof, and was in the airspace of the garden, Nimchol Ganisrav, even if it somehow gets erased or burnt at that moment, that raises him gracious, is already divorced. Okay? Morris is going to discuss these in some detail. Right, exactly. Reish Lakish Mishem Abba Koin Bardla. Reish Lakish, the name of Abba Koin Bardla. Adam Zoiche Bimitzia Tochar Bamos. The person acquires a Mitzia within 4 Amos, right? Now, this is actually the Girsa in Peya, where this appears also as Adam Zoiche Lichaveiro.
Oh, boy. Thank you.
A lost object, which you find. A person, why don't we throw out the stick now? I think it's about finished. Yeah, throw it out.
Okay, I'll throw it out.
Adam Zoichel in Metzia Tochav Arbamas. Now again, as I said, the Gerson Pay is Adam Zoichel Chavero. Metzia Tochav Arbamas, which I believe is also Gerson Bavli above Metzia. That not only can I acquire myself a Metzia when it comes into my coming in 4 hours of it, but I can intend to acquire it for a friend of mine, and my friend acquires it that way as well. Okay? My timer, what Pasuk teaches us this? This is a very strange pasuk, a very strange application pasuk. We did have this in Peah, which is way back when, at the beginning of the Ushami. David HaMelech relates to his son Shlomo. In my poverty, I prepared for the house of God zahav, gold, kikar mea, 100 kikar worth of gold, elef, 100,000. The kesef and silver, Elif Alofin Kikarim, 1,000,000, that's a million measures. L'choshes u'barzel, and copper and iron, ein mishko, without any measure. Kiloroi v'ya, because there was much of it. Veitzi ma'avonim achinosin, and prepared sticks and stones. V'alantos even you add on. So that's a pasuk. So, actually, the way there's a whole discussion of the how exactly this pasuk we derive from this pasuk that you can be worked through Dalet Amos. But basically, the way it works, the way Korban Eder says, is that if I come within 4 hours, how could David say he was poor if he acquired all this silver and gold for the Beis Hamikdash? So they say he never acquired himself, but rather as he got within Dalet Amos of it, he would be makdish to the Beis Hamikdash. So he never actually acquired himself, but that's how he could remain poor at the same time that he was giving stuff to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? So there's my understanding. Arm Rabbi Yeshua said, boy, Monica, what are you talking about? Even Toch Arbamas, if he was within 4 Amos, Oshiru, he acquired it himself, right? Im Chutz Arbamas, if it's with the gold and silver was beyond his 4 Amos, Yeshua Makdish Dover Shein or Shalom, Tapas Mem Vomadav, how can it be Makdish? It's how it is. So it says, Mark, Kimenu, but Makdish Rishon Rishon. He remained poor because as he got within the arba'amos of each thing, he would immediately be makdishin. So he would temporarily have ownership, but only very briefly. And by the time he left, but he immediately was makdishin, and therefore he never amassed enough gold and silver as personal aggrandizement.
Isn't that a charitable remainder trust? Isn't that something like that? Where you acquire, well, whatever you have, you're giving it to charity. But it's still yours, but it's only name only. It's
really sounds good. Rabbi Avun said, Malboni, he gives different shot in the post, not relevant to our discussion, in which case it becomes irrelevant to our discussion. Malboni, what is it, my poverty? Shayna shoes with name Ishoyev Omar Vayolam. No matter how rich you are, there's no such thing as riches before God. So everybody's saying, even though I became very rich, I'm impoverished vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who owns everything. David, another interpretation. In my poverty, Shlomo is ane. David, Shlomo, of course, used to make very big meals. David also made big meals, but he could have made big meals. But he refrained from doing so. Shlomo is ane, umaklish udosh Hashemayim. He fasted, and he would give the value of his uda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So oni, according to this, doesn't mean poverty, but rather means in my affliction, my tainess, as opposed to my oni. Heis Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yidi Kamer Yish Lakish. So now we're going to ask this whole concept of Dalai Lama. This is a parallel discussion to Gomar about Metzia in the first parak, in the Bavli. Hey, Rabbi Yaakov, I'm ready to ask confirm Rish Lakish. But then we learn, Ruaz HaMetzia V'Nafal Olev, if you saw a lost object, you fell upon it, Uva, as if it was made to, not as if, in order to assert ownership. Uva, Chevichzi, but somebody else comes and grabs onto it. The same guy owns it because you just fell on it. You never took up ownership of it. So the question is, what about the Dalet Amos? So says Marty Potter Shlomer usually Arba Amos. It's a case where he didn't say the Arba Amos should work for him. Now it's an interesting discussion. The Mepharshim and Gimpeah have an interesting discussion. The Rosh Sirileo and the Pnei Moshe say what it means is he was Megalat Das by falling on it. He revealed that he wasn't relying on Dalet Amos, because had he relied on Dalet Amos, so he wouldn't have fallen. He just would have stood by it, and that would have asserted his ownership. The Gra, however, says, and this is Pashup Shana Gwar, he says if you want to use Dalet Amos, you have to verbally announce that you're using Dalet Amos. You have to assert the Dalet Amos verbally. Okay, when we learned Peah, I don't remember seeing that because I have a new parish on Peah I didn't have at the time. Maybe that's why. Maybe just don't remember. But in any event, the bottom line is you must, according to the Gra, and it sounds like it here, Dalet Amos is an assertion of ownership. And again, it seems like it's the Rabbana, at least vis-a-vis Metzia. So you can invoke Dalet Amos, but you must invoke it verbally. Okay. Says Marvotin on.
Dalet Amos is Kinyan Chatzar, right?
It's the extension of Kinyan Chatzar. It's not really your Chatzar. You know, when we were kids, we used to say, you can't come inside my Dalet Amos. I don't know if you said that in St. Louis.
We didn't do that in St. Louis.
Yeah, but in New York we did that. In New York we did that, but that's meaningless. Because of the Dalet Amos, only, it doesn't become my Dalet Amos. What it means is that I can assert it for vis-a-vis purposes of acquisition, but I don't own the Dalet Amos, right?
Okay. But the point is, by Chatzar, you don't have to announce anything.
Right, that's true.
And yet by Dalet Amos, you say you have to announce.
That's the Gra, yeah, because that's the Gra said, because I'll give you the power to invoke it, but you must invoke it.
Well, so the Dalet Amos is an aspect of Yad, is that not?
Well, Chatzar is an aspect of Yad, right?
That's why.
Gemara is going to say that later on.
That
no, Gemara is going to say that explicitly at some point. I don't remember where, but we'll say that. Or maybe we saw it last night. We saw it last night, actually. We saw it last night.
The rule is Chatzar's Mitam
Yad. Yeah. What?
The rule is Chatzar's Mitam
Yad. Yeah, that's on the bottom end of Dalet Amos. We had it. Shmos Veikachos Klaat Sam Yad, about Arnam Chiyad Milokach, Lamam Yad, and Mirshusa. You also have a chatzera, and then Gemara goes on to discuss Gin and Chatzar.
It's just that the verbal section just doesn't make sense. There's no room for
that. That would be true by a chatzer, which is automatically yours, midoraisa, etc. yourself. But the Gra is saying something has to make these Dalet Amos an extension of you. What does it? Okay, I don't want to. Look, I can't argue with you.
Right,
the Rosh Tiraleo agrees with you. But the Gra, that's the whole thing, you have to assert it verbally, okay? Which is a bunch of shiny in the mark. But again, the others argue. Says more, but see, and then we learn. More asks the same question a couple of times in different forms, I don't know why. But see, then we learn, Nafalalea, if he fell upon it, or the Piris, the Litalisalea, he spread his towels upon it, Marvino Semena, we take him out, off of it. Again, Odipa, it's also about Bishloam, Ayuskli, Arbamas. He didn't invoke the Dalet Amos. Or he was Magal, he revealed he didn't want to use the Dalet Amos by falling on it, whatever it was. But at time, Rebbe Chedim, Rebbe Chedim said, Shnayim Shemizkacha Omer, two poor people were arguing about a lost sheev in the field, which was Shechacha, right? Vorach, Rebbe Chodfo, the third guy grabs it. Zeshel Chodfo Zachaba, the choir who grabbed it, acquires it. So it says more again, Odhim Bishaloa Mariskulana Barbamas. It's also a bad case where a person didn't assert Abdalet Amos. Rabbi Yatzir Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Zu Begitin. Our whole mission is talking about Beget as opposed to Matana. It doesn't work by Matana. There's no such thing as Dalet Amos by Matana. They didn't make such a thing. Now more is going to get into an expansive discussion of this. Ruba the Rabbi Yochanan, Ruba the Reish Lakish. Now, Rabbi Yochanan
have a machlokes. And there's an aspect of Rabbi Yochanan which is greater than that of Reish Lakish, an aspect of Reish Lakish which is greater than that of Rabbi Yochanan. What is the machlokes? This actually goes back to we'll see. Says Gemara, Ruba. Now, Chibi, I'm going to go like the Korban Eid who changes the girsa here. Most of the Rishonim Achronim in the Ramban changes the girsa here, and most of the Achronim follow the Ramban. Ruba the Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says something greater. He argues in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan just said, but Matana there is no Daat Amos. But Reish Lakish says, "My Metzia she'ena zoicha midas acher. Metzia, nobody is selling it to you. Nobody is facilitating your acquisition of the object. And nonetheless, zoicha b'tolcha daat amos. Daat amos does work by Metzia. Matana shu zoicha b'tolcha acher. Matana which should be easier to accomplish because somebody else is imparting, is giving you the gift." Lo Koshke is not a Kav Chomer, that Daat Amos should work. So he argues Rabbi Yasa named Rabbi Yochanan, and he holds that Daat Amos works by Matana. Ruba, on the other hand, there's a greater position here, it should be Rabbi Yochanan, who holds my Matana. Now we have to change the gears severely. My Matana shu zoicheba, a Matana which you acquire, it should be Midas Acher, from somebody else's, with somebody else's participation. Ain't a zeich about Daat Amos. You don't get it from Daat Amos. Metzia lo koshkein is not a kav v'chomer. Then Metzia Daat Amos shouldn't work. Okay. So he holds that he argues in the entire Gemara which you just had. He says that when not only does Daat Amos not work by get, it doesn't even work by Metzia. Okay? I mean, no, sorry. It does work by get. Now, does Daat Amos not work by Matana? It doesn't even work by Metzia. Says Matana, where somebody else is facilitating the king, Daat Amos does work, it doesn't work by Metzia as well. So the bottom line is, he denies the whole previous Gemara. The whole previous Gemara at Reish Lakish was saying, there's a king of Daat Amos? No such thing as a king of Daat Amos. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the only time there's a king of Daat Amos is if you're makdish something from Hefker. That's a sugi, and that's a sugi which is coming up in Masech and the Dorim and the Bavli, and discusses there in Peah as well. If you come within Daat Amos of something you want to be makdish it, then you can make it hekdish despite the fact that you haven't yet acquired it. But in fact, Metzia, Matana, Daat Amos does work, only get, according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Reish Lakish, Metzia, Matana, get, all three of them, Daat Amos works. Okay? Fascinating concept. Okay, so the fascinating machlokas. Hasif Rabbi Zira, continue for the Gemara. Hasif Rabbi Zira, come here, Rabbi Yasa. Rabbi Zira asked for Rabbi Yasa. Why do you say that by a gift, Daat Amos doesn't work? But then we learn our mission of Chaylin Kiddushin, that by Kiddushin, Daat Amos works. So how come Daat Amos works by Kiddushin? Which is, I can understand. Gittin is not a ride for Matana, because Gittin is not a Kenyan, right? Gittin, we said, is a receiving. But Kiddushin is a Kenyan, right? You're being mocked this way to the woman. And if their Daat Amos works, why isn't Daat Amos work by Matana as well? So says the Gemara, Amalei said, Hukidin, Hukidushin. Gittin and Kiddushin are both unique because we have a parallel, famous parallel, V'yotza V'hoisa, Makish Havaya Li'itzia. The Yotzaisa means she comes out of one marriage, goes into another marriage. So we say the way you exit from a marriage is the same way you enter a marriage, and therefore the parameters are the same. But in fact, the halacha will be that Matana is different, right? So it says, well, still I'm not satisfied. It says in our mission, talks about returning a debt via the mechanism of Daat Amos. If you're going to say that you can't give a gift via Daat Amos, how can you return a get via Daat Amos? So says the Gemara. I mean, how can we turn a debt, not get, debt, via Daat Amos? This goes back to what you said before. It's not comparable. Because here, he's not really returning debt. The lender is being moichel the debt under certain conditions. In other words, in fact, the money is not actually reaching halachically the domain or possession of the creditor. What it is the creditor on certain conditions, being meichel the debt. That's what's happening. Okay, and Gemara gives examples of that. Armalei, they said, Shekenim amaylo zarkosa liyam, being meichel lach. It's just as if the lender said to the borrower, throw it into the sea and I'll meichel you. Meichel lach. That's meichel. So it's here, throwing it into the Dalet Amos is not really an act of returning the debt, just an act which the malveh has consented should be regarded as sufficient for him to be moichel the loan. So that's more of the obvious question. After that's the case, I feel korav leloive. Why we say in our mission that if it's closer to the borrower, it's as if the borrower did not return it. I feel korav leloive is once he tossed it, maybe he has poor aim. Maybe he can't get it, doesn't have power, right? But once he tossed it, even that's closer to him, zacha, it should be zacha malva. Let the lender acquire it. Yet utznina, we learned karv loyva loyva chayev. If it lands closer to the borrower remains obligated. Says more, it's not a question. There, it's as if he said shekadim armel zakeh shikonis l'rushuso. It's as if he said throw it until it enters my domain. In other words, there's a minimum level after beyond which he's meichel. But not if you don't reach that minimum level. The minimum level has got to be close to that individual, the creditor. I'm Rabbi Yavin. Rabbi Yavin said, "Call Elam Asif to all the questions that have Rabbi Zira Meshu Kum Rabbi Yasa, which Rabbi Zira asked for Rabbi Yasa, Reish Lakish in an earlier generation, had Meshu Kum Rabbi Yochan, would have answered for Rabbi Yochan, Vukabi Menayu, and Rabbi Yochan received these questions, and Patsu, and he answered them, Kim Patraisa, like Rabbi Yasa answered Rabbi Zira. So the bottom line is, it's a very, very basic machlokas, whether Dalet Amos works by anything other than get at all or not. Okay? Rabbi Adam Shem Chizkiya said, now, there are all sorts of interpretations in the next line. Most interpretations are based on the assumption we don't change the girsa. I don't know the carbonate and the shunun is close on the bottom. We do change the girsa, which makes it much simpler. Also, practical, that will make it a practical advice line. Rabbi Adam Shem Chizkiya said, it should be nishbar halav larshanu. When do we say that? Well, we look at where the get landed within Dalet Amos, whether it landed closer or further, only if the scribe's pen broke, meaning he can't write it over again. If he can write it over again, then best to write over and start from scratch, right? So it's about where the scribe is broken, he's gone, you know, the pen broke, and that's why he can't write it over again. Again, there are all sorts of other interpretations. The simple meaning is the payment for the scribe, and that would have to do with where it landed halfway, where you're repaying a debt, and it landed halfway, so then you might have questions who pays the scribe. But it's very difficult. You really need the sledgehammers to make that work. So I changed it. Nishbar Alav, where it tells us that all of this is after the Bidyavit. But if you could do it properly, the Chatkila, go back and do it again. Okay? Like we said before in the previous meeting, hand from man to hand. Amar Elazar said, change the gears to the rooftop, right? Masnisa Begakshi Ishlamaka. And when it says, if you toss the getter on the roof, so and it's a valid get, it's only if the roof has a parapet, a fence around it. So then when it enters the airspace of the fence, it's considered to Vushieri Lavir Maka. When it's within the airspace of the parapets, like you said before, Pluto Kvishuncha, it's absorbed within the walls, so therefore it's considered to be acquired. Vishain Lamaka, what it doesn't have a parapet, then it still could be a valgate if you toss on the roof. Vushieri Lavish Shlosha, when it comes within three tfachim of the ground of the roof, because that's the halachic concept of level, right? So within three tfachim, it's if the land on the ground. So then that's considered kol shlosha shem smuchim lagag. Any within three tfachim of the roof, kagagain. It's like the roof. Rabbi Yaakov Barachim Rabbi Barim Muna B'Shem Rabbachah Barabachah said. It should be v'cheinli in the Shabbos. Korban says that's true about Shabbos as well. He toss within three tefachim of the ground. Shekol shlosha shem smuchim mechitzok. Well, actually, it's a question. Do we say v'cheinli in the Shabbos? Do we say during Shabbos as well? Shekol shem smuchim mechitzok mechitzay. Do we say in terms of Shabbos, if you toss something within three tefachim of walls, it's as if it hit the wall? Now, of course, this is a very strange question, because one is vertical, one is horizontal. Whereas asking, if on the horizontal you say within three tefachim of the ground is like it's on the ground, what about on the vertical, within three tefachim of the walls as if it's on the wall? Okay, I don't make up the Yerushalmi. That's what the Yerushalmi seems to be asking,
I
right?
I don't recall this question. In
the no, it's really not. I'm Rabbi Yossi.
We had about something sticking to the wall.
What?
We had something about if you
sticking to the wall. But you're right. There is something about sticking to the wall, but nothing ever about a thick date that the Veil of Shemena. Right. So I'm Rabbi Yossi says Lo Damia. No, there's no comparison. Gita Milamalon v'Shabbos Milamato. Now he said it's an interesting concept which he says here. The in terms of get. I'm going to explain the carbonate. It's a little bit cryptic, but I understand like the carbonate. In terms of get, if you have two getting next to each other, and she's standing in one, so the other get, and but she borrowed or she acquired rights over both roofs. I say getting two gagging, two roofs next to each other, and she acquired the jurisdiction over both roofs. So then it doesn't matter where the get falls. They're both considered to be one large rishus. But by Shabbos, each rishus is separate. Even if you own both, they're two separate rishus. Okay? Now, sometimes that has a ramification, sometimes it doesn't have a ramification. Right? But Lamaisa, that's considered to be two separate rishus. One roof and another roof. Okay? So therefore, he says, by Shah, basically the way the Carmenator puts it, I didn't explain it sufficiently. The Carmenator explains it by Shah, by Gittin, we go by who owns the roofs. By Shabbos, we go by who owns the houses underneath. So if I acquired both roofs, I would still need an Erev between the two if the houses were owned by two separate families underneath the roofs. That's what he wants to say, the Pshat and the Gemara. So therefore, he wants to say that since by Shabbos it's not and getting it's not comparable, that by get obviously we're more lenient, and therefore by get and I feel lo nach by get even if it hasn't yet actually come to a rest, nevertheless it's within the jurisdiction which is now considered hers, that's considered to be sufficient. So even if it's lovud to the ground, that's considered to be suffice. By Shabbos, it actually has to come to a rest. Now, coming to a rest means if it's within three tvachim of a wall, and even if it's within three tvachim of the ground, as long as it hasn't come to a rest, he wants to say, that's not considered to be enough to transgress Shabbos. It's a fascinating concept. We don't pass that way. We pass if you throw within three tvachim of the ground on Shabbos, you are liable. But he wants to say, no, getting, we're more lenient. It has to be in the general domain and jurisdiction. By Shabbos, you need to have hanocha. And hanocha is not considered to be three tefachim off the ground. It's considered mamish hitting the ground or hitting or resting on the wall. So within three tefachim is insufficient, right? He says that in our Mishnah, when it says that when you toss something off the roof, and it went into the airspace of the courtyard, and the courtyard is where she's standing. It's a valid get. That's only if the courtyard has walls. That's in the walls of the courtyard. Rabbi Yami boyku Rabbi Yochanan. The Yami asked for Rabbi Yochanan is Masdisa the Rebbe's Amish like Rebbe the Ravid of Rav the Rebbe of Ad Avim Mechitza Kamamosho. The Rebbe makes the airspace between the walls as if it has substance and if it came to rest. Amalaysa said, no, divera koli, hacha the gittin. It's every goes according to everybody, because gittin is different. Now, you know why that's true? Because v'yasivne, he could have asked, Rebbe Omer Mekura, in Masechta Shabbos, Rebbe says, when is something considered to have come to a rest? If it goes into an airspace, only if there's also a roof. There's a Rebbe's famous sheet, the base of command, the Malia Damya. If you toss something from outside into a house, even if it goes in one window and outside the next window, since a house has a roof, it's considered to be as if it rests in Rishus HaRabim, in Rishus HaYachin, sorry. But that's only if it throws it into a house. Yet here in our Mishnah, it's even if you said throw it into the airspace of open air. So clearly, since we could have asked that difference, or he could have responded to the difference, could have said our Mishnah is not Rebbe, because Rebbe says that you need to have an actual roof, and here our Mishnah is to use the roof. It must be because Gittin is different, because by Shabbos need Hanocha, and Hanocha means either a complete rest or in a covered area. But by Get, all you need is in the jurisdiction. And jurisdiction means within three tefachim of, and ground, even if it's within airspace, and has not Yonkov come to the ground. Okay? So the Gemara clearly is not going with the sheet of Masechta the Shabbos of Klutza Kamishum Chadamya. Because if we're going with that Shita, at this point it's not. Because we're going with that Shita, so then obviously we wouldn't have an issue here. My Begidim, my Shabbos. Now, why Begidim? Again, none of this is in the Bible that I recall. But my Begidim, my Shabbos, what does she get and Shabbos? That by get, you don't need a full stop, and by Shabbos, you do. It says you cannot do malacha. It emphasis on you. Nasi similea. If you include the kamishuncha, then you didn't do the malacha, because the malacha has to do with what you intended, and you intended to throw something somewhere. You never intend to throw something into airspace, because it's not going to remain in the airspace. So therefore, your malacha is not complete. Your malacha's machshavas is not complete until it lands. But it ain't over till it's over. That's what it's saying. So if it's snatched in midair, you're a potter. We never had this. Not sure, 100%, but 99.99%. So you remember such a thing anywhere? Bramhacha, Bramhacha. V'nasam biyada birshusa. Here it says v'nasam biyada just means in her general domain. So it's quite explicit that get has different parameters in Shabbos. By Shabbos, your time malach has been done. Again, this is going according to assumption. We don't know kluta k'misha uncha. It cuts come to complete rest by get, because that's part of losasa malacha. But by get, all you need is v'nasam biyada. Okay? Halachda. You can use a get which was written, and then you were secluded with your wife. Now, if you had relations with your wife, after you wrote a get, you can't use the get anymore. We assume you didn't have relations. You just secluded, you didn't have relations. They forbid it. Seclusion, but no, not necessarily beer. Rabbi Yehuda b'Shem Shmuel said, "V'kulam in nisu, igor beisil. If you got married on basis of this get, lotei say she doesn't have to get divorced. She remains married to the second guy. Shloti lasa banel. Lest if she has kids from the second guy, let's say the kids are mamzerim, she doesn't have to get divorced." Says the Mar Anatzina me'achar shakasvula. We learned in our Mishnah that we're talking about after you wrote the get, the seclusion took place. Is tani, and that's the machlokas beisil beishamai. Is tani meachas shenostula. Even after you gave the get, if the seclusion took place, we have machlokas beisil beishamai. Man meachas shekosvula. Now, the very strange Gemara, and everybody grapples with this. Man meachas shekosvula. He who says that our Mishnah is talking about, I'm just going to interpret it as simply as I can, although everybody goes crazy about this. The Armish talk about after you wrote the get, as opposed to having given it, Mesela Beis Shammai, that seems to be an indication that we should all like Beis Shammai, that we're not afraid about the yichud being actual bia. Ma'adamar mi'achar shenosula, he said after we gave it to her, is the discussion on our Mishnah, Misayel Beis Hillel, that seems the indication like Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel says that we are suspect of the bia. Now, the bia took place in yichud. Now, what I just said is the way the Ritbaz and others try to drop, it really doesn't make any sense, because you can't say one way of learning is proof to Beis Shammai and one way of proof is a proof to Beis Hillel, because Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing in our Mishnah, and the question is how to learn their argument. So you can't say one way of learning their argument is a proof to Beis Shammai, like the Korban Eidah, who says a proof which at first I thought was wild and wacky, but now I think that it's better. The Korban Eidah says they're referring to Mechlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is very in the Masechta. Beis Hillel says you can divorce your wife for any reason. No matter what, if she burns your food, just divorce her. Beis Shammai says you have only can divorce what? Tavashuvarabah. If you saw she did something bad, so I would say that manam meachar shakosvul. The way he learns it,
who says that once you wrote the get, right, you shouldn't. It's an issue whether you should use it, whether you should avoid. You can even if you did seclude yourself, you can still divorce her with that get. So that, it's like Beishamai says, it's as if he's giving you advice. He's saying, you know what, but divorce her anyway. Truly secluded herself with her, but she's, you know, she's a slut. That's why he's divorcing her. So better divorce her nonetheless. And Beisil says, no, look, you're divorcing her because she burnt your food. But you're willing to seclude yourself with her, you know, just keep her and don't divorce her. So that's how the Korban Eidim learns it, okay? So it's not referring to Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Machlokas about whether Yichud is a problem after having given a get, but rather it's referring to Machlokas, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, why you are divorcing her. Okay, let's go another 5 minutes, because next tomorrow is very easy. It's mostly Mishnah. Kasash, you got to go? Yep, sir. Kasash, Shem, Malch, Shem, Ogenes. If you wrote the get for the purpose of the year of an improper kingdom, meaning it's not the kingdom which is reigning in this country at this time, right? And so the Gemara gives another shot here, the Bavli gives another shot. That's Malchus Bavel. They were considered a Malchus Sheino Genes because they didn't have their own alphabet and their own dating system. But the Pashas, he wrote the date and the get for a government which is not ruling. Or L'shem Malchus Yavon, the Roman, L'shem Malchus Yimad and Shem Malchus Yavon, such as the Medians and the Greeks are no longer ruling. The Binyan Bais wrote a date based on when the base of Israel was built, the Churban Bais when it was destroyed. Hoya b'Mizrach Kosam Arav, you were in the east, you wrote the place of the get, as if it was in the west. Marav Kosam Mizrach, or vice versa, west and east. Teitzim Mizeh Mizeh, this get is null and void. And since it's null and void, if she gets married on the basis of the get, we throw the book at her. It's like a woman who got married in Yavamis on the basis of one witness that her husband died, not two witnesses. We throw the book at her. If the husband comes back, right? She got divorced from this both. She needs to get from both. She doesn't have the right to ksuva, nor any fruit back, nor any support. Not even clothing which she got from neither one. If she took any of this from either one of them, she has to return it. But if Vlad Mamzer, a child she has from either one of these husbands, if either one is a Kohen, neither then can go to her to Levaya. Did not acquire her lost objects, no matter there nor handiwork. So lo, but Barsandura, nor can they nullify her vows. If she was a regular Jew and they were Kohanim, leave Salamina, even they're not Kohanim. She's considered to be a Zona, because she had relations with somebody who's forbidden to her, she can never have truma again. And Yoshev Zev shows Yoshev Zev, the heirs of both of these husbands cannot inherit Yoshev Zevasa, her dowry. Meitzu Achim Shel Zev Achim Shel Zev, if the both these husbands died, each one's brother, Chotzin Lom Yavin, has to Chalitza Na Yibu. Now, these are now you have lesser problems. Shinu Shmo Shmo Shemiro Veshemiro. If you change in the get, his name and her name are the same as the name of the city and her name of her city. Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh. Oh no, it's all the same thing. Sorry, there's an outless epsilon. Then she got to get again. She got to get divorced in each one of them. B'chol Dragamei Luba and all these severities we throw at her as well. Kol Arayas Shamotar Same Mutaros. Anytime we have an erva, we have two co-wives who fall to Yibum. One of them is an erva on the Yavam, so therefore the co-wife goes free. If these co-wives go out to the marketplace and marry somebody else, it's islandness. It turns out the one who their co-wife who was considered to be an erva to the Yavam was turned out to be barren, and she can't, her marriage to the first husband was mistaken, and the only marriage thus of the woman who already went to marry somebody else's vow marriage. She's got to get divorced from both. And all these problems apply to her as well. Okay? So says Mara, the Gemara is going to discuss that actually in the next halacha. First of all, Rabbi Yom Sharyana said, why is this kid a mamzer? The date in the get is not a central component of the get, it's only the Rabbanim. Right? The rice of all get says a Rei Mutas Chol Adam. So what? So he messed up in the day. What's so kefir? It's a fascinating one. Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu said, also Vlad Mamzer Mnei Sakona. Because if we do not maintain our Sholem with the Malchus will kill us. So therefore, we have to be extra special, careful in writing the Gittin to demonstrate that we give respect to the Malchus. If somebody goes, doesn't throw respect, we throw the book at them to show the Malchus how much we respect them. And therefore, we possibly get to such a severe extent. So it's a psul de Rabbanan because of Sholem Malchus. Very interesting halacha. Rav Shem Rav said not that way. He said, "Call the Pirka, all the Pesulim are Perek to Rabbi Meir." Our Rabbi Meir, who says, and Rabbi Meir's principle doesn't appear here, but it appears elsewhere, that anybody who changes, deviates from the language Chachamim wrote, should be in a get. The kid is a mamzer, and all these Pesulim apply. Chutz Mishina Shmo V'Shemira V'Shemira, except for his name and her name, which. That's also part, and where they come from, that's part of the, it's an integral component of the get, and there even Chachomim would agree that the kids are Mamzerim. Raimona Boykumi Rabbi Yasa. Afa Megarish is this true about also Perek Megarish, which is the Perek where the other Psulim listed in Gittin, and that's the next Perek, which we haven't gotten to. Is that also Perek Ogus Kodari Meir? So he said, Omer Lo, he said, Leisle Pirkat Ditchon El Didon. I'm not talking about your Perek, the next Perek, I'm talking about this Perek. Any time except for his name and her name and the cities where we say that the get is possible and we throw the book at her, that's only the Rabbi Meir. But it could be that Rabbanan will also be to the psulim which we'll have in the next parak. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening. And tomorrow night will be the last night of this schedule.
Next week, maybe we'll learn Thursday. I don't know yet, but certainly not this early in the evening.